the CHAMPS podcast series to help connect you to medical and health information for improving patient care and patient education. I'm Jen Anderson, CHAMPS Clinical Programs Director, and I'm here with Dana Abbey, a medical librarian with the National Network of Libraries of Medicine. In this podcast session, we'll be discussing free, authoritative patient education resources. We'll have the links to all the resources presented here today on the CHAMPS website at champsonline.org under Events and Trainings. Dana, welcome back to the program.
Happy to be here, Jen.
There's a great deal of health information available online. What do we know about how patients are obtaining this information?
Yes, there is a lot of information out there, and around 70% of adult internet users have searched online for health information. And it's not just patients searching. Caregivers are also heading to their computers for information.
What kinds of information are they looking for?
Well, the most popular reason for searching is to learn about a disease or a treatment. But people also like to connect with others who share a common health question or concern, and they like to read someone's personal experience with a medical issue.
So people are reading patient blogs?
Yes, they're reading blogs, they're joining online support groups, following and communicating with patients and doctors on Facebook and Twitter, and posting health questions online. Reddit is one example of an online environment. It has a good number of forums where people post questions and provide personal stories of their health and medical experiences. Because there are so many places patients can go online to find information, it's important that healthcare providers communicate with patients by asking them where they're finding health information and helping to guide them to reliable sources. The healthcare blog, which covers the business of healthcare, has a great piece titled "Click This, Not That," for talking with patients about health information. We've included two additional articles for clinicians to better understand how to choose effective patient education materials and health coaching.
So where can patients go to find reliable information?
Patients can find reliable information from organizations like the Cleveland Clinic or the Mayo Foundation. There are also many government sites and nonprofits creating evidence-based information for patients and consumers.
So how can a clinician balance what the patient's finding online with the recommended clinical care plan?
Communication with patients about reliable information and promoting authoritative patient education materials is a great way to provide patients with a foundation of accurate information based on their individual needs. But there are a few things to consider that will help guide the resources you might direct them to. You'll need to assess your patient's needs, concerns, readiness to learn, preferences, support, and possible barriers to learning. You'll also want to learn how your patient would like the information delivered. Do they prefer printed materials? Do they want to listen to a podcast or watch a video? Or maybe visit a website? Many websites provide the information as open access, meaning you can print the information for patients and caregivers. Each site will have information on how their content can be shared, and usually they just ask that you attribute the content and not make any changes to the information as it's presented.
So what are some of the resources you recommend?
Well, the first one that comes to mind is Medline Plus from the National Library of Medicine. It really provides the gold standard for health information on the web. The content is written at a 6th to 8th grade reading level with a lot of content written at a 3rd grade level. It uses responsive web design, making it easy to read and navigate the information from a desktop, a tablet, or a smartphone. The site's in English and Spanish, with 46 other languages represented on selective health topics. There are over 1,000 health topic entries that help consumers and patients understand the symptoms of a disease or condition and learn how it's diagnosed and treated. Another great feature of Medline Plus content is that it can be accessed at the point of need in the patient portal, the patient health record systems, and the electronic health record, with a free plugin called Medline Plus Connect. You can provide health information to your patients from Medline Plus using standard clinical vocabularies for diagnosis, medications, and lab tests.
Connecting Medline Plus to the EHR seems particularly helpful for busy clinicians. Medline Plus, it seems like a particularly useful resource for patients with limited English proficiency.
Yes, and studies show that even if a non-native speaker has good command of the English language, they still prefer to read health-related information in their native language. And, you know, that makes me think of another resource that has great information for clinicians and patients called Ethnomed. It's produced from a joint program of the University of Washington's Health Sciences Library and the Harborview Medical Center's Interpretive Services Department. The content is created by clinical experts, and the objective of the website is to make information about culture, language, health, illness, and community resources quickly available to healthcare providers seeing patients from different ethnic groups. It has medical and cultural information about immigrant and refugee populations for 12 cultures. Patient who is pregnant, you can read a cultural profile to help you understand how they might view health-related issues, in particular postpartum practices. There's also a calendar of events and holidays that might help flag a potential impact on clinical care. Another example, you might need to coordinate with a diabetic patient who is Muslim, who will also be fasting during Ramadan. There's also patient information, a few videos on relevant health topics. So the site isn't meant to profile a culture, but to provide a foundation for improving communication and care.
Ethnomed sounds really fantastic. What other resources would you like to mention?
Well, with nearly all diseases having a genetic component, Genetics Home Reference is a wonderful resource for understanding genetic conditions. It's written at a 10th to 12th grade level, so higher than Medline Plus. It helps people understand health conditions related to genetic change. Each health condition has a description of the condition, how common the condition is, information on what's occurring genetically to cause the condition, if inheritance might play a role, and how the condition is diagnosed and managed, as well as patient support and advocacy resources.
So what about health information resources for our aging baby boomer population?
Well, there is a wonderful site developed just for seniors and their caregivers called NIH Senior Health. It focuses on the most common health issues we face in aging. The site really tries to engage visitors with short videos addressing more common aging health issues and diseases, some really inspiring exercise stories from older adults, and other content. You can sign up to receive free healthy aging tips, and the website has some great features to make it more accessible to the visually impaired.
So what about something for patients who'd like to dig a little deeper and maybe understand what's happening in medical research?
Clinical Trials is another great place for patients and clinicians to look for current ongoing research studies. A fairly new feature is Studies with Results, so patients can learn what the actual outcomes of the study were and be linked to any results published in the medical literature. The content, again, is written at about a 10th to 12th grade level, so it might be difficult for some patients to read, but it's a good conversation starter.
Yeah, of course. Dana, thank you. You've talked about some really great resources that I hope our listeners will be able to utilize with their patients.
It was my pleasure.
Dana will be back soon to talk with us about free resources for medication safety. For links to the resources highlighted today, please visit the CHAMPS website at champsonline.org under Events and Trainings.